Well, in this day and age of startups and Silicon Valley, most people know what an entrepreneur is. But have you ever heard of a greenpreneur? In Fiji, more and more people are starting their own green business as a way to tackle climate change. And there are calls for the Fijian government to provide more financial and strategic support. Here's Jordan Fennell.
Last year, 27-year-old Fijian Shagufta Salma decided to take the threat of climate change into her own hands. She quit her job with an airline company to start a recycled furniture and jewelry business.
So we use things like tires, old pellets, glass bottles and plastic bottles, and also, you know, those old leather jackets, the worn-out leather jackets. So we make things out of them, like a lampshade or... Our best product right now is our pet beds, which we have used to make from old tires that are being thrown away in landfills or just being dumped into the bottom of the ocean.
She says that Fiji being directly impacted by rising sea levels and a warmer climate spurred her into action.
So I think it's really important for the government of Fiji and other Pacific Islands to take this step and go into more of a green environment.
It's a position that Pacific leaders agree with her on. Yesterday, in an historic meeting in Fiji, Pacific Island leaders and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres held a special summit on climate change. The leaders declared climate change an existential threat to the region, and Mr. Guterres said that the Pacific was on the front lines of the fight.
And the Pacific has a unique moral authority to speak out. It is time for the world to listen.
Shagufta is part of a new growing cohort of green entrepreneurs in Fiji who are striking out on their own to start sustainable businesses, helped along by grants and innovation hubs, supported by the Fijian government, Australian government and development partners. One of those partners is the Global Green Growth Institute, a treaty-based organisation that is helping governments around the world work towards becoming resilient in the face of climate change. Katerina Sinkalakis is the Pacific representative for GGGI and says that they're working closely with the private sector and the government in Fiji to promote what they call greenpreneurs.
We've noticed that there is a lot of interest from entrepreneurs and people looking to open businesses in areas or on topics that contribute to achieving mitigation of climate change, like renewable energy, for example, or energy efficiency, but also in areas of green growth or environmental protection, such as organic agriculture.
Shagufta says her green business flourished after she joined the Fiji Enterprise Engine, a business incubator supported by the Australian government and the Fiji Commerce and Employers Federation, which gave her access to training, networking and mentorship.
We were able to scale it up since January this year. I have been employing a woman from disadvantaged communities and the youth groups so that I can economically empower them as well. And since January, because we started hiring people, our production has scaled since then.
But despite the boost in support, Shagufta says there are still major obstacles for Fijians wanting to get involved in sustainable and green businesses.
We also need access to better financial services and products. Banks just make it difficult for us to apply for a loan or to get a loan. So there's like a lot of burden placed upon the entrepreneurs, innovators, SMEs, before they even start a business. So that just discourages them and they just take a step back and go into the work field. So it takes a lot of work to start your own business. So I think we just need some improvements in that area, in the regulation bit, to help us, you know, grow the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Fiji.
She also says that stronger policy making is needed.
But we just need some stronger policies that encourage startups, because Fiji is ranked, I think, 101 out of the 190 economies, according to World Bank, in the ease of starting a business. So I think we just need better tax incentives so people can come out of the informal business communities or the informal business sector. So these are the businesses that are not officially registered. So that's a big problem for our economy, and we need them to become part of the formal business community so that we can have a better contribution to the economy.
Katerina says despite these roadblocks, the people of Fiji need to work together to reduce their contributions to climate change as quickly as possible.
A lot more needs to be done, and a lot more urgently, but it's still what we need can still be achieved. The 1.5 degree increase that the Pacific countries have been advocating for, and that is within the Paris Agreement targets, can still be achieved if action is taken now collectively and at a much greater scale.
That was Katerina Sinkalakis from the Global Green Growth Institute speaking to reporter Jordan Fennell.